This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. To the economic data tab we go now, because government reports wait for no one. We learned this week, courtesy of the Census Bureau, that construction spending fell almost 3% last month, which, you know, given everything, doesn't sound all that bad, right? But residential construction, homes and apartments, was down 4.5%. And behind those numbers, there's almost a million lost jobs in an industry that still hadn't fully recovered from the last recession. Marketplace's Amy Scott has our update.
Earl McPherson has been a carpenter in New Jersey for 28 years. When the pandemic shut down a lot of construction in mid-March, he lost his job installing floors at the American Dream Shopping Center. Aside from a couple days helping build a temporary hospital for COVID-19 patients, he was out of work for 6 weeks.
I was fortunate enough that we had savings, and I'm very grateful for that. But it's all gone now, so now we have to build it back up.
McPherson is back at work now, building a veterinary hospital, but more layoffs are likely. Ken Simonson is chief economist with the Associated General Contractors of America. In the group's latest survey, 40% of firms said at least one expected project had been canceled.
And so I do expect that many more construction firms are going to have to lay off workers as they finish up current projects.
That's a big change from just months ago when the industry was facing a labor shortage. Rob Dietz is chief economist of the National Association of Home Builders. He says more than 400,000 residential construction workers lost their jobs last month.
And that represented a loss of about 14% of the workforce. More discouragingly, it represented almost half of the job gains that we had picked up since the end of the Great Recession.
And as happened then, he worries some workers who lose their jobs now may never come back. Mark Altobelli is back on the job in Youngstown, Ohio, after 6 weeks unemployed. While he was off, his employer sent him $200 a week to supplement his unemployment benefits. Between that and not having to pay for childcare, he says he actually came out ahead.
I probably went back to work and took roughly a 30% pay cut.
Still, he says he's happy to be working. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.